We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Duck Insider.
Duck's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Chuck,
How about this score?
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three. Yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
Duarte to the basket. The slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions. Outright champ.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball!
Left wing. Pow-pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champion.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and we have a lot to tell you as we go on the air here in the 1 o'clock hour. Dan Altman, Oregon men's basketball head coach, just wrapping up his weekly chat with the media. And he talked about a number of things, including the availability of some players for the Ducks. So we have those updates for you, and we're going to break down what it means for when Oregon takes on Oregon State coming up at 7:30 on Saturday. 7 o'clock pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network. But the Ducks will look to their depth on Saturday against Oregon State, because Dane Altman announced today that Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa will not participate in Saturday's game as they are still in protocol. The good news is that the cases are asymptomatic for those two pair of Oregon starters. That's Oregon's leading scorer in Chris Duarte and Oregon's leading rebounder in LJ Figueroa. What does that mean? Well, the likes of Jalen Terry are certainly welcome additions to the squad, or at least returning additions to the squad. Jalen Terry will be able to go on Saturday. That's the good news for the Ducks. But you're going to see a lot of Amari Hardy and a lot of Aaron Estrada. Those three guards are going to really have to step up for the Ducks. Eric Williams will have to shoulder a load, not just scoring, but rebounding the basketball. And I think you'll see a lot of Frank Kepnang as well. Made his debut in just a few minutes against Utah. The outstanding player who should be a senior in high school, he's going to have to give the Ducks some solid minutes here against Oregon State coming up at 7:30, because the Beavers may be playing their best basketball of the season right now, coming off a win over USC 58-56. You hold a USC team to under 60, you're doing something right, especially this USC team. So Oregon will have to look to their depth when they take on the Beavers. I think Frank Kepnen going to have to play a lot. Luke War going to give the Ducks some significant minutes. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see the likes of Will Johnson and a couple of the other walk-ons, which, by the way, you've got a brotherly connection in two Oregonians. Zach Reichel is a senior for Oregon State, and Gabe Reichel for the Ducks, a walk-on this year. You might see the Reichel brothers guarding each other at least once in this game. Again, 7 o'clock pregame show on Saturday and a 7:30 tip-off on the Pac-12 Network and, of course, right here on the Oregon Sports Network. That's the bad news for the Ducks today, but they at least have a couple more days in practice now to iron out that rotation and what things are going to look like. You're going to see some new combinations, no doubt about that, some new combinations when the Ducks face the Beavers. We'll unpack that a little bit, and we'll talk with Mike Menega. We actually had a great conversation with the Oregon men's basketball assistant coach for our coaches show this week. We're going to air that for you today and hear a little bit from Dana Altman and his full comments when we preview the game tomorrow. But that's the announcement today, is that the Ducks will not have Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa, but they will have Jalen Terry. And I know a lot of fans wondering about Will Richardson as well. Will Richardson also not available on Saturday. His cast is off, but he's not going to be rushed back to the floor. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and the Ducks do not want to rush Will Richardson back to the floor. So I'm looking at my roster. This is what I used, my cheat sheet, if you will, to call games. Ducks will have 12 guys dressed, but with Gabe Reichel, Eddie Ionescu, Luke Osborne, and Will Johnson being four of them, that's four walk-ons for the Ducks that will be dressed. Eight scholarship players, led, of course, by Eric Williams, Amari Hardy. Eugene Omorui is going to, I think, have a big, big role, as we would expect, but the Ducks look into the depth for sure. Meanwhile, this Oregon State team can hit the three, about 36% from beyond the arc. They haven't moved the ball as well as maybe they would like, but still 17 assists per game is pretty darn good. The likes of Ethan Thompson, the likes of Jared Lucas have been really solid for Oregon State, now sitting at 7-5 and 3-3 in Pac-12 play. Ethan Thompson's taken a big step. Defending him going to be a tough challenge for whoever is matched up with him. Finally, I think it's worth noting, as we look at the rebounding numbers, Oregon plus 4.2 in rebounding margin on the season. The Beavers haven't been as good rebounding the basketball, plus 0.6. Well, the last time Oregon played a team that wasn't great in rebounding margin didn't go well for the Ducks in the first half. That was that Utah game. It was the second half, though, where Oregon stormed back, and you're hoping that they continue some of that now moving forward. Before we get into Mike Menega, and we're also going to hear from Matt Ulmer today, head coach Oregon Volleyball, as his Ducks will start their season at 1 o'clock on Pac-12 Network tomorrow. The Ducks are on the road in Pullman. That action for you coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow for Oregon Volleyball as they start their different-looking season here in January. Also, Taylor Chavez sat down with Terry Johns. Awesome conversation with a veteran who said all the right things following a tough loss to Arizona, and also answered the question of why, even in this pandemic, she and a lot of her colleagues want to still be out there playing and competing. And I think you're really going to like what she had to say. Of course, the news last night, though, the Pac-12 conference announces Commissioner Larry Scott will conclude his term as commissioner. A mutual decision reached 1 year before the end of his contract. Larry Scott will remain in the commissioner position through June of this year. The conference announced that yesterday, that they will not seek a new contract with Commissioner Larry Scott. Decision made well in advance of that expiration, in part to allow a new commissioner to be in place to negotiate and maximize the conference's next important long-term media rights agreement. Everyone's probably seen all the news and the talk about what things are going to look like for the next TV deal. That's where a lot of the money comes from, right? That's going to be a big focus for the conference over the next, probably 2 years, I would say. Conference and Scott decided it was time to make that change after an 11-year tenure for Commissioner Larry Scott. And the Pac-12 Executive Committee, including University of Oregon President Michael Schill as chair, they made that decision, and they'll commence a national search for Scott's replacement immediately as a new commissioner. And Michael Schill said, quote, "We appreciate Larry's pioneering efforts in growing the conference by adding new competitive university programs and accelerating the Pac-12 to television network parity with the other conferences. At one point, our television agreement was the most lucrative in the nation, and the debut of the Pac-12 Network helped deliver our championship brand to U.S. and global markets on traditional and digital platforms. That said, the intercollegiate athletics marketplace doesn't remain static, and now is a good time to bring in a new leader who will help us develop our go-forward strategy. That's University of Oregon President Michael Schill, and the chair of the Pac-12 Executive Committee, with that new search now underway. That's big news around the Pac-12, and we'll see what the new leader of the conference brings to the table. Quick time out, and when we come back, let's hear from Mike Menega. It was an awesome conversation with the Oregon men's basketball assistant coach, and we'll recap a little bit if you missed it, as the Ducks will have to turn to their depth this weekend against the Beavers. Breaking down some of those potential lineups next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Cider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack here with you. And if you're just joining us, men's basketball will be turning to their depth a little bit this weekend. No Chris Duarte, no LJ Figueroa for the Ducks, as Dane Altman announced today. Those guys are in protocol. The good news is that Jalen Terry will be back, and the rotation's going to look a little bit different. That starting lineup's going to look a little bit different. You know, we talked about so many different things this week heading into Coach Altman making that announcement. I think a lot of us, myself included, were kind of just waiting and wondering, you know, what is the availability going to look like? Well, before we even talked basketball, on tip-off Tuesday this week, I had the chance to sit down with Mike Menega from Oregon men's basketball, the assistant coach. We talked about just kind of the mental strain on student-athletes. Coach Altman touched on it a little bit today. And if you're just joining us, he said that, hey, this is difficult for these guys. The good thing is that it's asymptomatic cases for Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa, Coach Altman said. But that also, I think, in some ways makes it even harder for those guys because they want to be out there. They want to be competing. So the mental stress and strain, I think, on student-athletes right now, it's never been higher. And it's not just student-athletes. We know that. This is bigger than sports. The mental strain, I think, on everybody right now is high. But Mike Menega and I had a really, really great conversation talking about that and a number of other things. So those of you who join us for Tip-Off Tuesday, I know maybe you've heard some of this interview already or you've heard a lot of it, but I thought that some of what Coach Menega had to say just about the mental strain and also we were able to have a little bit of fun. We had to talk about his bills as well. I thought that this was worth airing for our audience on Duck Insider because he had a lot of powerful things to say over the course of our interview. Here's some of it with Mike Menega. I guess I'll call it the home office for one Mike Menega, Oregon men's basketball assistant coach, is our guest. Coach, thanks for being here. Let's start with the most important thing from the weekend, which is you guys are back practicing. That's got to be good news, and I know a welcome thing for you and the entire staff and the team, right?
100%. I mean, like I said, Joey, again, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, and you know, it's a blessing to have played games, and even more of a blessing to have games to look forward to. So it's great to be back in the gym after coming off a brief pause. And, you know, up next with Oregon State up next, it's a game that, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. It's a battle that we got to, you know, take on every year. And obviously, you know, we'll be ready for it. And needless to say, it was a lot of energy in practice yesterday, and looking forward to getting back to it today.
Yeah, the Ducks got back practicing yesterday. Team activities have resumed after that pause, and we're all glad for that. The second most important thing from the weekend, though, Coach, could you put your mask up for everybody?
We got a little, you know, Coach Menega's an honorary member of the Bills Mafia, so I'll rock the Bills. I'll rock the O. All about winning. It's a beautiful thing, Joey. You know, it's, you know, me and my, you know, part of the Canadian connection had to be, was connected to me and my wife actually living in the city of Buffalo for roughly 13 years of our adult life. And we still have many, many friends back there. And that is one city where the mood shifts to how the Bills and the Sabres and how they do. So needless to say, it's been a lot of gray, gloomy Monday, Tuesdays in the city of Buffalo. But that was not the case for these last couple weeks. So me and the wife, man, we made two things required for the weekend for the family. Number one, we made our daughters watch The Four Falls of Buffalo on 30 for 30. If you haven't seen it,
yes,
it's a must. It's a must. It's a must. If you don't get it, but being a Buffalonian and all that's about, that's what it's about.
I love Buffalonian. Wait, first of all, Buffalonian, that's great.
Yep, so 30 for 30, Four Falls of Buffalo, then obviously the game. We flew in some wings from our favorite wing spot, Lenova.
Wow.
Amazing, you know, amazing. I don't know my daughter's cell phone numbers, but I know their cell phone, their number. Is that bad?
That's great. Well, that's so cool. You know, there's a few Bills fans around the Oregon Athletic Department. One of them is Coach Menega. So they've got to be your Super Bowl pick, right?
Oh, 100%. They're my Super Bowl pick every year, Joey. Oh, yeah, every year. Right. It doesn't matter.
Sorry. That's right. My bad. I should have known better, Coach. Mike Menega joining us. All right. Let's talk a little bit about your squad, Coach. I mean, just you're going through so much this year. And you and I have talked about this a little bit before, both on and off the air, that this is such an odd year trying to just make sure everything is going well, not just physically with a virus and a pandemic, but mentally too, Coach. I mean, what's the mental toll on your squad, not just maybe with the virus, but also everything going on in the world? I mean, there's kind of a lot to unpack there, isn't it? And you guys are leading young men and having some large conversations with them.
It has been. And obviously coming off yesterday with Martin Luther King Day yesterday, there was some great conversations just about who he was, what he stood for. And, you know, obviously considering the times we were in coming off this summer, we've had our own independent conversations about that, Joey, and working through this election process now, MLK Day on the eve of Inauguration Day on Wednesday, and then culminating all this with the season. And so mental health is a big part of it, you know, Joey. And I think when we first started it, we didn't quite totally understand what that is. And obviously, you know, I come back to even my family, my daughter, you know, she's in her senior year of high school. And looking back last year when we were in Vegas during March, who would have thought that those juniors would still be affected by this almost a year later?
Yeah.
You know? So let alone the seniors that went on to college and now are affected by their freshman year, you even got the next crew coming in and they're affected by it. So again, a lot of factors there, you know what I mean? And I must say this, whether it's our team, whether it's just generation of young person, what a resilient bunch, you know? And like I said before, Joey, that's why it's such a blessing just to get in the gym, you know what I mean? Just to have an opportunity to play. But that being said, there were a lot of things going on there, a lot bigger than basketball. And that's kind of a term that I've coined over the last, you know, year is, you know, there's more to basketball than basketball. And it's just a game. But within that game, there's so many lessons, and you get to, you know, work with people and you learn and deal with them and what motivates, inspires them. And obviously, it's not just your team, it's how your team and your player fits into this society. And we're trying to get our guys, Joey, to be honest with you, and coach has been huge in this, and being leaders, you know what I mean? And not only just leading with your voice, but obviously leading by your actions. So one way we could give back to our community and our Duck fans when we play is, you know, give our all and fight for this. And so we're having many conversations on a daily basis, but a lot goes into it. And again, it's just a blessing to play, you know, and a blessing to come together and practice and have a game to look forward to.
You know, Coach, I've always felt like sports is an escape. You know, you talk about that in my industry a lot, that sports is at the end of the newscast because it's the fun thing that people wait around to see during the newscast, right? But at the same time, I feel like sports is such a cool avenue because it can show a lot of diversity and it can show a lot of change in the world. I feel like this season has got to be the ultimate example of sports is an escape, but sports is also an avenue for good and for change, and it's maybe the most direct reflection of a society is what we celebrate on the sports stage. Do you agree with that? I mean, do you kind of feel that way as a coach?
100%. And I mean, I didn't feel it when we go on the road. Like, for example, when we went to our Pac-12 home opener, we were at Washington, and before the game, obviously they're arch rivals, the Huskies, but, you know, we banded with arms, got in a big circle, and, you know, it was just one of those moments where, you know, us as players on this stage, you know what I mean, we represent something that's bigger than us. And I think that's the biggest thing that any young athlete, even coaches, have really, really saw this past year, you know what I mean, whether it's the NBA and their actions within the bubble, you know what I mean, the NFL moving on now and just playing in the playoffs and the NBA. These are great platforms to not only, you to come together as a team, but to only impact what's going on in today's world, you know. So the fact that, like I said, we celebrated Martin Luther King Day yesterday. It was just a great day to reflect and remember what he stood for and to just see what we need to continue to push on and to make progress, not only as our team was just talking together, but how can we do our part to make our community or society better, you know? So again, Joey, it's a lot going on, a lot to take in. But the mental part of it is a huge part of for the young person today.
Men's basketball assistant coach Mike Menega. I thought that was just a really candid, honest, and thoughtful conversation, and it was worthy of airing for our Duck Insider audience, for those of you who didn't hear it on Tip-Off Tuesday earlier this week. Just really good stuff from Mike Menega. And similarly, Taylor Chavez, a great conversation with Terry Johns. He recorded it with her earlier this week. And just a very veteran approach from Taylor Chavez. And actually, on Tip-Off Tuesday, we didn't have enough time to air the entirety of Terry's interview with Taylor. They sat down for about 10 minutes, and it was really, really well done. So if you haven't heard it, stick around. And even if you have heard it, probably worth hearing again, because she was really that good. Also today, it's Thursday, which means that every Thursday at Hoodoo, you can ski and ride from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for only $25. So if maybe you're catching this right now and in the midst of the afternoon, get out early. Head to Hoodoo if you're in. They'll see you. Go Ducks, thanks to Hoodoo. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the rotation for Oregon men's basketball, what things will look like. Going to see a lot of Frank Kempning, a lot of Luke War in the front court, I think, and handling the ball and the ball movement. Aaron Estrada, Amari Hardy, and Jalen Terry, good to have him back. Some Ducks are going to need to step up in the absence of Chris Duarte, LJ Figueroa, and still Will Richardson and Infali Dante. Everybody in the country, though, is going through this right now. And it's fortunate, I think, that this is the first time that it's happened to an Oregon team. You know, they've been so good at following protocol. And Coach Altman even said today that, hey, your mind immediately goes to like, well, how'd this happen? You know, you're doing all these things. You're doing so well with it. And how did it happen? You know, that's what they're thinking about right now. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up and hear a little bit from Taylor Chavez. And stick with us, too, because Matt Ulmer, head coach Oregon Volleyball, that's still to come on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're inside the Country Financial Studio. Thanks to Mike Menega earlier this week for chatting with us. And Taylor Chavez. So those of you who tune in for Tip-Off Tuesday can always join us live 2:30 to 3:30 on the GoDucks YouTube, Oregon Men's and Women's Basketball Facebook pages, Oregon Sports Network Twitter for programming updates, and then across the radio network, 7 o'clock, our regular Tip-Off Tuesday Coaches Show time slot. All the info you ever want, GoDucks.com/radio on where to tune in and all the different things that you can tune in for. Taylor Chavez, though, one of a bunch of interviews, actually, that we did for Tip-Off Tuesday this week, and Terry had a great conversation with the Arizona native, the junior who's been a real grinder for Oregon. I think that's the best way to describe just the level of toughness that Taylor Chavez brings. And look, coming off a tough loss, Ducks know that they've got their work cut out for them coming up Friday, 5 o'clock. Washington State's a good team. Taylor Chavez talked about that, and those of you who were with us on Tip Tuesday, you actually didn't hear the whole interview because we were cut a little short on time, and so this is, if you will, the extended director's cut of Taylor Chavez talking with Terry Johns.
All right, Taylor, aren't you glad that I get to talk to you after what happened down in Arizona? I'm sure you're going, I'm so glad Terry wanted to talk to me, but, you know, you're one of the leaders, if not the leader. And how does a team deal with something like that? This is a program not used to losing and not used to losing like that.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's really just a gut check. Like, it's one of those, the response to a game like that, especially when we've dropped three of the last four, it's kind of season defining in a way. This next week, and especially we have Washington State coming, who we barely beat and who just almost beat UCLA. So really, I feel like the response to that, because, I mean, it's in the past now. You can't control it, although we're all very disappointed with the level of play we demonstrated. Right now, the only thing that is in our control is our response. So,
how much as far as leadership that you learn from Sabrina, from, you know, Ruthie, Satu, your room with Satu, Mignon, Maite, from a couple years ago. How much did you learn from them? Not just leadership, but anything.
I learned a lot. I mean, all of those players, I feel like their greatest attribute, regardless of basketball wise, is that they're extremely selfless and had no egos. And I think that's what made it possible for a team to thrive. So I think that was definitely, that's the best thing I could say about each and every one of those people. It's not even, I don't even think basketball. That's not even the first thing that comes to mind. It just comes to mind of how selfless they were when it came to the team success.
Yeah, Sabrina, Ruthie, that crew, Maite, before you got here, their freshman year, they went 8-10 in the conference, lost their last three in the regular season, struggled to beat a not really good Arizona team in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament, and then they take on Washington in front of 10,000 Husky fans up in Seattle, and they beat them, you know, previous Final Four team. So they know what that's like, and you can see the end result of that, of where they came, can't you?
Exactly, yeah, no. I know that we have a new team this year, so it's definitely an uphill battle, but I think it looks promising, so.
Yeah. 2019, Final Four, you were injured. Last year, or this past season, I guess, it officially is last year. We got rid of 2020, but we're still dealing with some things here in 2021. But you didn't get to finish the business and that you wanted to do. And it certainly looked like you had a good shot at bringing home the trophy from, what, New Orleans it would have been. But how tough was that to deal with for everybody?
That was so tough. That still bothers me every single day. I don't think I'll ever get over that one. Especially knowing that we felt extremely confident. We were peaking in March, late March we were peaking. And that is extremely rare in itself. And then you look at the squad we had. So it was just the perfect storm. And then to have it get derailed by a pandemic of all things, that's something we have never saw coming, was just insane. So I know I've talked to a lot of my teammates from that team often still, and we always, it's laughable now because, I mean, can't do anything about it. It is what it is, but it's definitely something I'll always talk about that team and how unfortunate it was that it ended that way. But if anything, I'm really glad that we got to finish the tournament, the Pac-12 tournament, because I know a lot of teams weren't lucky enough to be able to finish their conference tournament. So I'm glad we got to do that, because I feel like if that last game against Stanford was the ending chapter of that team, I wouldn't really replace that either. So
yeah, you got to cut down nets, and that was pretty cool, and bring home another trophy and wear some more rings and all those things.
Exactly.
Satu from that team, they're doing great in the professional ranks, of course. Former roommate of yours. Of course, you're rooming with Niara as well. But I know you talked about Satu's cooking. So I guess what's the dish that Satu cooked up that you most miss?
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny you mentioned that. She actually posted it on her Instagram story yesterday. It's called Benichin. It's like an African dish. And it's just rice and vegetables and meat, but it's the seasonings that, like, make it African, I guess you could call it. But yeah, that's definitely the dish I miss the most. Niara makes it too, but not as often. But Niara makes it really good too.
So say
she
it
hasn't
again.
Made it in a long time.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Benichin.
Benichin. I'm gonna have to look it up. All right.
Yeah, okay. It's really no.
May have to see if I can do it. It wouldn't be as good, but whatever. we talked last year too, and I know you went to Germany, not this past summer before, with Niara and Satu, and we didn't really talk about that, didn't delve into it, but what was your favorite part of Germany? What'd you get out of all that? Because you were a couple weeks in Europe, weren't you?
I was. We went to Berlin, we went to Prague, and then we also went to Amsterdam. So I honestly, all three of those cities are amazing. Berlin, I feel like, was really neat in regards to it was a bit, it's a big city.
Yeah.
And a lot more like urban than Amsterdam or Prague. So that was really fun and just more lively. But Prague was just gorgeous because of all the architecture. And that's the same with Amsterdam. Amsterdam was really neat with all the canals. And then I think it was in Amsterdam, we visited the Van Gogh Museum, which was amazing. And that was something that, especially when I was little, I was really big into art. And definitely was interested in Van Gogh. So then actually being able to go to that museum and see all these paintings that I learned about when I was little was really neat.
Now, you mentioned the pandemic earlier, which we're still dealing with. How have you guys dealt with this as a team? How has that gone? I mean, the last year's team had the sudden end that we talked about, but now this year's new team, 9 new players, basically, as far as playing.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with it?
Honestly, it's just a day-by-day thing. It's really, it is difficult for everyone because we all have the same exact routine every single day. There's like really a lack of social interaction with people outside of our group, which makes it difficult. And then everything's done over Zoom school-wise, so it's just weird. But I feel like everyone's dealing with it in the best way they can, trying to be optimistic because, I mean, in a way, even though it is unfortunate that we're lacking these social interactions, we're lacking these like events that we normally would have on campus and such, there's also like a familiarity with the schedule we have because it's the same every day. So
I was going to ask you, it would be my next question. What's a day in the life of you? But you just told me, so it is kind of repetitious. So I guess it is for everybody too. It is for me too. You know, I'm excited when I get to go somewhere, like go to Matthew Knight and call a game. You get to have practice every day. Some people, you know, I know when Duke, Virginia women's team have shut down their program. Ivy League never got started. And, you know, and some people don't think you guys should even be playing. What would you say to those people? Because I get the feeling you guys do want to play.
Honestly, I feel like we're doing everything in the safest manner that we could. And we've been given the opportunity to opt out if we wanted to. So I don't know. I'm not an expert when it comes to everything going on with the virus. So my team's really fortunate because I feel like everyone on our team has been extremely safe as you can be, because we haven't had a positive test since we've started. So I just feel like it's one of those things where everyone just needs to be doing their due diligence and doing their best to prevent it, if that's possible.
Yeah, I can tell you feel safe. That's why I wasn't afraid to ask you that question, because I know you guys feel safe.
Oh, definitely.
You're doing all the testing daily and all the things, are doing all the right things. Well, Taylor, happy MLK Day. Here's we're talking on Monday, by the way. You guys get the Washington school's coming up this weekend. So thanks for the visit and best wishes. And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Of course. Thank you, Terry. Enjoy your day.
Taylor Chavez, great stuff from Tip Off Tuesday with Terry Johns. So those of you who heard it on Tip Off Tuesday, you didn't hear like the last 4 minutes of that conversation. And I just love Taylor's candid and honest response. And I think you just kind of heard the thoughtfulness, but also the passion. And this is why they want to play. Everybody has talked so much about how we all want to get back to some semblance of normalcy, right? I mean, Rob Mosley and I talked yesterday that having him on the show regularly on Wednesdays makes it feel like a little more normal, you know? And I think that every one of the student athletes had the opportunity to opt out, keep their scholarship, continue to go to school, and they could have done that, right? And you get a free year of eligibility, essentially, for this year. I just love that approach from Taylor Chavez being like, hey, look, I mean, this is, to us, this is kind of our semblance of normalcy. It's kind of how it feels, isn't it? So I get it, why they want to compete. I understand it. Up next, talk about a new team that's going to be competing tomorrow, 1 o'clock on the Pac-12 Network. Oregon volleyball starts its season in Pullman. We're going to hear from Matt Ulmer previewing the season next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, and calling all cookie lovers from the Country Financial Studio. You can head over not too far from where we are in the Casanova Center to Coburg Road. Check out Crumble Cookies, curbside pickup, nationwide shipping as well for Crumble Cookies. New addition to our friends here from Duck Insider. Matt Ulmer, head coach Oregon Volleyball. We had him on the show last week, had a lot of fun talking with Mr. Socks and Sandals himself, and his squad is currently on the road to Pullman. And they will play Washington State twice this weekend. The first is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air during the game, during the match, and the different games played within the match for volleyball. Got to get my match and game and set and net and all these different things in line as we got all these different sports going on at the same time right now. Matt Ulmer squad, though, excited to be back out there. Brooke Dunaviller, Pac-12 preseason recognition for her. I think she's probably, if she stays healthy, one of the best players in the conference, and you'll see her doing a lot of amazing things for Oregon volleyball. So we'll give you some updates throughout tomorrow's show on their match at Washington State. And he talked to the media for a little over 10 minutes to give you the full preview of Oregon volleyball in this new-look season that starts tomorrow.
Finally back after a long offseason. How excited are you and your team?
Really excited. I mean, one, just to be together. It was just such a unique time. So just being able to be back together and we're actually able to play volleyball the last couple of weeks, which we weren't able to do all of fall as far as 6-on-6 goes or things at the net, blocking, hitting against a live block. So, which is very unusual for our sport to have that much time to just do skill work separated from each other. So just be able to play, play with the whole group in the same gym, be together, spend time together, all those things, just really exciting.
How differently do you feel in terms of your preparation going into the beginning of the season now versus other years? Or, I mean, is it relative this year? You just kind of, you're as prepared as you're going to be and you just got to start it up at some point?
This has been interesting because normally when you have freshmen or transfers coming in, you know, you only have a couple weeks with them and then you play. This time we were actually able to be with them for a few months. So that was nice to be kind of winter spring sport and have that kind of prep. But as you see in other sports, things are going to change all the time. And I don't know how you prepare for that other than just being able to go with it and try and prepare your group, everybody, the whole roster, the best you can, and be as resilient as you possibly can. So I think that's kind of actually how we've been spending our last few years because of injuries and stuff. So maybe it's kind of similar for us, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I think more of just keeping a perspective of where we get to do this right now. And so many people have worked so hard to give us this opportunity to be able to play and just to be really grateful and try to enjoy every day that we get to be together.
Coach, who have you been most impressed with in the preseason leading up to game?
I mean, Brooke Nunneviller is playing at a whole different level, and that's hard to say because she's already so good. But just as an attacker, she's so much stronger. She's jumping higher than she's ever jumped, and she's hitting it with a lot more power than she has in the past. So, you know, just being able to have her. And then Taylor Borup is back, she hasn't played since the Elite Eight match against Nebraska in 2018. So having her, and she's just a very stable presence and plays the whole game also. So between those two and Georgia Murphy controlling the court for us with the ball control, it's fun. It's fun to have a group that is that talented and that skill set. So the Gloria Mutiri, who came in as a transfer, is really electric, can score a lot of points. Karsten Bacon's – I mean, really, it's the whole group. That we've just seen so much growth since you guys have seen us play last. Hopefully you don't recognize us too much other than the numbers and the names. This group has grown up a ton with the time that we've had off. And I think, you know, we're just really excited to go play someone and see what it looks like and try and figure out how to continue to improve.
Yeah, last year's team, so much young talent, but very raw talent, just super inexperienced. How that 14-month span between last match and coming up this weekend, what kind of improvements have you seen out of all those young players?
Yeah, I mean, really what that group needed was time to practice and develop a skill set, develop how to move on the floor. We play a pretty athletic style of play. So you need to be able to move quickly and handle stress well on your body. And so coming in right away, that's a lot to ask for, especially against the opponents that we play. So I think it's been nice because they've been able to slow down. And now that they are much more skilled and comfortable with the system and what we're teaching, I think the game is so much slower for them. And, you know, you could see in 2019, we went back and watched film of all of our matches from 2019, which was really hard to watch. And for a lot of reasons, but it just looked like the game was just so fast. You know, we just weren't prepared for the competition that we were playing and the speed of the game. So all of a sudden now, with our scrimmage with Oregon State and some of the things we've been able to do, we just look so much more comfortable, at ease, less stressed, more calm. You know, and we're a lot older. You know, we're also 14 months older, and we've been through a little bit of life now within this time and able to handle things better than we were 14 months ago.
Yeah, have you talked to anybody or gotten any advice from anybody in basketball or football that's like, hey, you know, these are some of the things you're going to have to navigate once the season gets going?
Yeah, I mean, we have new offices and it's just us and the basketballs over here. And so I see them all the time. So, and, you know, they're going through it. And yes, I talk to Kelly a lot and some of the men's basketball staff. But yeah, just trying to pick their brain on a lot of logistical things, you know, how travel goes, how are your players handling it? How are they, you know, it's just, there's a lot of changes just from that kind of day-to-day standpoint. And, you know, what are they seeing and what are they willing to share and how can we do it better? So yeah, a lot of that, but a lot of communication and, you know, we're all cheering for each other. We just want everyone to be able to play and for everyone to stay healthy. And we're also intertwined that we actually really do matter to each other because if one group isn't behaving well, it could affect the next group, you know? So it's really important that we're all lifting each other's programs up as well as our own.
Coach, some of these sophomore hitters now with the departure of Veronica Stone and Willow Johnson, Morgan Lewis, Taylor Williams, and Yade, they are probably going to see an increased role. What have you seen from those three and the jump that they're going to probably make from their freshman year to their sophomore?
Yeah, so much growth. Physically, they're stronger. I think it's more of the mental game and emotional for them. Just, they're so much smarter now as volleyball players and they know what to expect. Again, we've gone through adversity and they've come through it and they're okay. So I think for them, it's just now they're just much more prepared. And they're starting to look like, you know, how they felt when they played high school club ball. They're starting to kind of move that way and have that kind of confidence. And that's really exciting to see. So, yeah, big, strong athletes that are now much more comfortable and their brains are really much more engaged into the style of play.
How are you feeling about the setter position and what kind of rotations are going to look like? I mean, how much is not solved that might otherwise be solved this close to your opener because of the way practice time has been so funky?
Yeah, it's been really difficult just from the fact that you don't have a lot of data to go off of. Because again, we haven't been able to do 6-on-6 until really last week. Because coming back, we only had 7 players available first week, and then we had last week and now this week, and that's it. So it's hard to compare a lot of things. But having our scrimmage on Sunday against Oregon State was really helpful. I feel like we were able to see kind of what would work and what wouldn't work and, you know, how we gel together. And I feel like without a preseason, we got to just keeping our eyes open and trying to figure it out as we go. A lot of conversations with the athletes, trying to figure out how are they feeling, you know, who are you comfortable setting? Who are you comfortable working with? You know, just increased communication. But your first question, the setter, they're both doing great. I think they both really look so much more comfortable running the show. And you really need to have a very steady head, a calm presence from your setter position. And I think they're both doing a great job with that. And we had film with them today, and they both just said, I just asked them how the scrimmage go for them. And they just felt like same thing as what I said earlier. They just felt like the game is just moving so much slower. They had a much better grasp on what they were trying to do. And they felt a lot more confident in their abilities to run an offense.
Yeah, I've seen some photos on Instagram and different social media of you guys wearing masks at practice and masks in the scrimmage. Is that going to be the way it is this season?
Yeah, so the Pac-12 downgraded us from high risk to medium risk as long as we wear a mask. So they felt like because we're able to stay pretty socially distanced in our sport, if you keep your mask on, then we can play at a lower risk and mitigate some of that risk. And so that was something that they felt like we needed to be able to do. So we are playing with Matt. I haven't seen my players without a mask on in person yet. So it's strange. You know, I'm getting really good at the eye and the eyebrow recognition of how body language is going. But yeah, pretty much the whole time I'll be around them, they will have a mask on and so will I. So
any particular challenges to that?
Communication is very difficult. I mean, in a game, hearing each other, we've tried to come up with some hand signals and some different things that we can do, or maybe just talk to one person and they know how to disperse the information on the court, because there's no fans. It's pretty quiet in there. You know, if we yell out the things we normally do from a tactical standpoint, the other side's going to hear you, you know, it's now where they wouldn't before. And it's really hard for our players to hear us. So, you know, we really need to do a good job when it comes to scouting and prep. So they know what they're looking for when we go live. And then our timeouts and stuff need to be very succinct and focused to make sure that we can make those adjustments. Cause on the fly, it's going to be very difficult for us.
Coach, you mentioned Taylor Borup and how she hasn't played since that Elite Eight match, and Brooke Nunaviller being the only other person on the team that was in that tournament run. What type of leadership role do those two play?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of confidence in their abilities. And Kylie and Carson were around for that. They just weren't on the court then. So they know what that's like. So I think they definitely have the ear of their teammates. They're very trusted and very counted on, very dependable. And they want to go back to that, you know. And the other ones, they want to be a part of it. And that's why they came here. They want to make a run. They want to be in the tournament and doing those things. So that's always going to be a goal of ours, and that's always what we're pushing towards. So.
What about your three freshmen? What have you seen from them, and what role do you expect those three players to have?
Yeah, Becca Morris is a really good back row player. Really great defense. Very fast. If we go into 5-1, I think she'll see a lot of back row time. If we're into 6-2, she's probably more of a serving sub. Annie Stathouse has done a nice job for us on the left, and it just adds a lot of depth there. And then Kiari Roby isn't cleared to play this season, but when she is cleared starting in August, wait till you watch Kiari play. She is really a special talent, and we're really excited that she's on our team.
Awesome stuff from Matt Ulmer. Getting ready for the start of Oregon volleyball season. I can't wait. 1 o'clock tomorrow, the Ducks will play Washington State, the first of two matches actually up in Pullman. Remember, this will be the new look to the volleyball schedule this season. Will be you go on a road trip and you play each team twice, mostly on a Friday-Sunday rotation. So 1 o'clock Friday afternoon on Pac-12 Network for the Ducks and the Cougars, and then they'll finish up the trip to Pullman with an 11 a.m. tilt on Sunday for the start of Pac-12 volleyball season. Up next, look at the entire schedule for Oregon Athletics as Matt Ulmer, brought to you by the Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on, and Oregon volleyball getting rolling. What better thing to make our Women in Flight update of the week, brought to you by the Duck Store. Proud supporter of Women in Flight, and I'm stoked to see all of these different sports getting rolling again. Back after this, finishing things up with the schedule ahead on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio, getting ready for Oregon volleyballs. We've been talking about the start of their season, and today's show brought to you by North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and takeout at northforkeugene.com. And head out to Shadow Hills Country Club, one of the few activities you can still do socially distanced, right? Especially if you're golfing with me, I'll never hit it anywhere near your golf ball, I promise. Because I couldn't if I tried. Call for a tour today at Shadow Hills Country Club. 5 o'clock tomorrow, Oregon women's basketball will face Washington State. It's Ducks and Cougars weekend, apparently, because you got volleyball at 1 o'clock, and then you got, women's basketball at 5 o'clock. That's a big one. Terry Johns and Bev Smith will be on the air at 4:30 for Oregon women's basketball against Washington State, and I am looking forward to seeing that matchup. A big opportunity for the Ducks to bounce back, and being back at home after 2 weeks on the road, I like Oregon's chances. But the Ledger Walker sisters, you're going to hear a lot of that of those two names, not just because there's two of them, but because they're pretty good. Terry has talked with me a lot about just how good the Ledger Walker sisters are. Kelly Graves even compared the younger of the two to Sabrina Ionescu. That's really scary. Scott just said it in my ear. That's really, really scary. That's all coming up for women's athletics. And then on Saturday, of course, it's Ducks and Beavers. The Ducks will be a little shorthanded for Oregon men's basketball. No Chris Duarte, no LG Figueroa, no Will Richardson, and we already knew no Infali Dante. 7:30 tip-off, Ducks and Beavs on Saturday. Looking forward to getting back to it. We'll talk to you on Duck Insider tomorrow.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.